Oh, let's talk about the husband. My husband, Beach.
Oh, Miss Mama.
We're back. The trailer has dropped for season 4, and let's talk about it. You don't want to acknowledge the husband thing at all?
we haven't done this in so long. I'm like, I don't know. What are we doing?
We got married.
Yeah, we got
hitched. That's why I said that.
I thought you were going to lean into it, and you just kind of left it there. So.
Well, I thought you would start talking, and you just leaned back. You leaned out of it, and you said, your stage is yours. I don't need to talk.
I had Miss Mama.
I am Tyler.
And I'm Travis.
And this is Privileged Twinks, and Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is officially coming back.
I know, what a shock.
September 5th.
Actually, I mean, it's not shocking that we knew it was coming back, but like...
It was kind of out
just
of
to
the
wake
blue.
Up to a trailer. It was like, ooh.
Like, I know last week Lisa tweeted something like, oh, it's really hot. Maybe next week it'll get icy or something like that.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But I didn't know that it would get like a full trailer this week already.
And the release date is so soon. It's less than a month away. Was it 3 weeks out?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that next month is already September. We got a lot of... I took a lot of notes on the trailer. I don't think it'll be quite as long as last year's trailer because we had to talk about the whole Jen thing last year. Like, everything new that we knew about it and everything.
I know. Can we just, going forward, refer to her as that person from last season?
Yeah.
And the things that she did as the things that she did?
Yeah. I did rewatch last season's trailer just to kind of be like in retrospect, how actually watching the season, it wasn't necessarily the best season so far. And I watched the trailer back, and I think this trailer is much better. Like, yeah. It seems like this season's going to be much better.
Last season, they started off strong, and then it took a pretty quick nosedive.
Yeah. It was also just hard to watch because of...
All the
I'm innocents that we knew were not true at the moment.
Right.
Even in watching the trailer. Okay, so I do want to start with Bravo on their website put out like a little blurb about each cast member this season and what they are gonna like, kind of like hinting at some of the drama that's maybe not in the trailer.
Okay.
So I'll read each one and then we can talk about it quickly and then we can move on to the trailer breakdown.
Okay.
If that works.
Okay.
Okay, so Lisa is the first one. Do you think the order has anything to do with it?
I guess. No.
It's not in alphabetical order, though.
I don't know. Maybe it's who they think takes up the most of the storyline, at least in the beginning.
That's what I'm wondering.
I don't know.
Okay. So it says, Lisa is forced to evaluate her new wave Mormon lifestyle when her oldest son, Jack, is ready to leave the nest to find his place in the Mormon church and starts exploring the traditional elements of the religion.
Yikes.
I know. Her luxuries and expensive taste rub some of the women the wrong way, leading to a confrontation with newest housewife, Monica.
Mm-hmm. I said yikes. I don't have anything against religion, per se, as long as people keep it to themselves.
Yeah.
The yikes part is because traditional values of Mormonism can be quite anti-woman.
Right.
And, you know, and as a mother, I can imagine watching your son, like, go down into a traditional path where you might not be the nicest to women or supportive of women would be discouraging.
And also, it's going to be, like, teaching him that everything his mom does is not okay.
Right.
Such as having all the, like, a such tequila
as
line.
Such as. Yeah, she drinks lots of caffeine, which is a big no-no. She has... alcohol company, which should be a big no-no.
She's
in traditional
like material life. Things.
Uh-huh.
Which is interesting that
she's definitely not the inferior in her household. I mean, you could say, I wouldn't really speak, you know, who knows how they're like behind closed doors, but publicly they're either equal or she's like, you know, the star of the family.
Yeah. Okay, Heather says... After publicly denouncing the Mormon church, her daughters are struggling with the fallout in the Salt Lake City community. Heather and Lisa... I know. Heather and Lisa finally find some common ground, and bad weather makes strides to rebuild their trust in one another, but their relationship is far from fully repaired.
Okay.
Which we do see later in the trailer. It looks like they kind of go head-to-head
So they're
again.
Friendly, but they fight.
Right.
That's exactly. It's giving friendly, but fight.
Yeah. It's also just sad. I feel like Heather and her family can't catch a break with her being such a public
figure, quote,
bad Mormon, like, in the community.
Yeah.
It seems... To me, I would want to...
You know what? The nice thing, though, is that there's a... Salt Lake is a tiny pinpoint on a very large continent.
Yeah, that's what I was
going to
say.
Places everybody can live where they don't have, you know...
It would make me want to leave.
Yeah, yeah. I would understand growing up in an area that maybe, especially when you're a child or younger, you know, things are a little bit more dramatic, but obviously you can, lots of people move around all the time and rebuild.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate.
And I think Beauty Lab would do perfect in LA.
Yeah.
And Whitney and Heather were both in LA for the Eras Tour.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Which we saw.
I don't know why.
We didn't see them. I wish we saw them.
Right.
Okay, Meredith is a little scary to me because it makes me think she's going to have zero storyline again.
Except for yelling, because she does yell a bit in the trailer.
At home, her kids are thriving, and her marriage with Seth is stronger than ever as the pair start a podcast to share advice and anecdotes. Tension with the women explode when Meredith is accused of dropping bombshells without getting her hands dirty. ... yet again. So it seems like same song, fourth verse.
Yeah. She's getting the LVP edit a little bit. Not the edit, the treatment of like, oh, think you're too good and you're involved, but behind the scenes.
Yeah. Whitney's looks the most like tumultuous, honestly. It says, as Justin heads back to work and Whitney dives into the launch of her new jewelry brand, the couple struggles to find a balance between life as CEOs and caretakers for their children. Mm. Whitney and Heather work on forgiveness and trust, but her relationship with Meredith strays beyond repair after an accusation that rubs Meredith the wrong way.
Beyond repair?
I know. I guess that means, like, the whole season it's not going to be repaired.
Oh, my God.
Also, I saw a clip of her, and she said, like, it's a jewelry business. It's about, like, spirituality within jewelry. But it must be doing well already, because she was, like, talking about opening a store in New York, LA, and Nashville already.
Oh, wow.
So, it must be doing okay. Then we get Angie, which, it also seems like she might not have that much going on this season. It sounds, like, very similar to last season with the whole, like, accusing Lisa of things with the marriage.
Okay, but the question is, should she have made it on the show?
I think I would have not minded seeing her as a friend of again, but I don't think she did enough last season. I don't know. But also last season was short and it was kind of like overpowered by the Jen stuff, so I don't know.
I don't think so.
You don't think she should have been on at all?
I don't think so, Angie K.
Maybe a friend of.
Yeah.
Oh, don't say that. Hers says, when rumors begin to swirl about their marriage, Angie looks to find the culprit before the hearsay can do any damage to their family. Lisa loyally stands by her side as Angie navigates the group's tumultuous and ever-changing dynamics.
Okay, Miss Mama.
Which I forgot they were close.
Yeah. Lisa's friends with a lot of questionably conservative people. Don't put this in there.
Oh, you're right. We can put that in there.
I'm not trying to start.
I forgot about that.
She brought on, what's her name? What was her name? The Facebook girl? The race of the anti-BLM?
Oh, Jenny.
Yeah.
And I forgot about Angie K's husband wearing a shirt. Was it a Let's Go Brandon shirt?
It was something.
It was something like that.
MAGA-related.
Yeah. Okay, and then Monica, the new girl. Portuguese-Colombian Monica Garcia is introduced to the group through her friend Angie, but the women quickly realize they recognize her through another familiar face.
Oh.
Jen?
Stop saying her name.
Who else would it be?
I don't know.
An excommunicated ex-Mormon, Monica is raising her four children on her own and running her baby product business. To add to her plate, she's also dealing with divorcing her husband for the second time. And navigating a volatile relationship with her mother. Blunt, opinionated, and never afraid to speak her mind, Monica has no problem saying what she's thinking, even if it lands her in hot water with the other women.
I like that.
Yeah. Which I do think she looked like a firecracker in the trailer already.
Yes. I was like, way. I don't know if they were trying to... My thoughts on the trailer was set with her was, like, she seems like she's giving.
Yeah.
But that could just be the edit to hype the season.
I don't
know. So I hope it's the, I hope that follows through.
I like the core four, plus Angie, I guess, now, from last season. But I do think last season was missing a little bit of, like, the chaos that Jen brought without knowing, like, the stuff that was happening. Like, season one was a good chaos. And then the other chaos of Mary. I think it was just, like, overall missing those things.
Mm-hmm.
And so it feels like they definitely tried to find someone who's very opinionated, not gonna, like, be afraid to speak her mind, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Work.
Then we get, Mary has a blurb, too.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in the photo shoot, because she's an official friend of. Mary Cosby returns as a friend, but after a year away from the women, she struggles to find her footing and contemplates the future of her relationships within the group. Her friendship with Meredith, however, is, quote, as strong as ever.
Yeah.
Boring.
I'm tentatively... Okay, I think Mary Cosby is reality TV gold.
Yeah, definitely.
So part of me is very thrilled to have her back. The one-liners, the kookiness.
Yeah.
Very exciting. The thing that I'm tentative about is I really don't want them to go back down the religion road again. It was too much.
Yeah. I think because she's a friend of, it seems like probably honestly what we saw in the trailer is going to be her best moments and the only moment she's on the show, if I had to guess. And I know they go to Palm Springs and they went in like gay bars and clubs and Mary was sitting in the car the whole time. So that to me reads maybe that'll be like the end of her on the season. So maybe, I don't know, but it just seems like if you're not going to participate in the whole trip,
yeah,
basically, that it seems like maybe there's not going to be too much more than what we see in the trailer.
Yeah.
But what we do see in the trailer is good TV.
Yeah, she's just so good.
Do you want to start the trailer?
Sure.
Okay, so we see them at a pirate party, which is definitely on some kind of trip. And someone, I think Lisa says, for 3 years we were tormented. Or I think Heather says that. Then Lisa says, I will not deal with lies. And Heather says, who lies? And then Whitney screams, you exploited my vagina. So I don't know if that's in reference to She Who Must Not Be Named. And it just seems like Whitney's saying it. Or if that's real.
She seems kind of angry when she said it, but it could just be, like, part of a funny moment that they've, like, edited it, blah, blah, edited it into, like, something more serious.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Because who exploit, I mean, what could that seriously mean?
I don't know. I mean, it could seriously mean serious allegations.
Like somebody put a Pacific spot on Reddit?
Yeah, something like that.
Hmm.
I don't know. Then Meredith says to Lisa, oh, you want me to go there with the husband? I can go there. Don't fuck with me.
While she's holding her hand. Wasn't that awkward?
Yeah, and it also just seems like, again...
And who she was talking to? Who was she talking to?
She was talking to Lisa.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I'm like...
they were holding hands very weirdly while she's, like, being like, oh, do you want to go there?
But part of me thinks that maybe she's saying that to Lisa and it thinks it's going to be about Lisa's marriage again. But that maybe she's saying it about, like, Angie or something like that.
Yeah, she's popping off about somebody else.
Or Heather, even.
Yeah.
Because we know... Or not Heather, Whitney, sorry. Because we know that both of them are going to have marriage issues this season.
Oh. That's very plausible. It would make sense why they're holding hands and why she didn't pull her hand away. I was like, what is she doing? This is so weird.
Plus, it says they're trying to mend their relationship. Although we do see that they get really angry with each other later on the boat.
Mm.
So then it says, this season on The Real Housewives, and it looks like they do, like, they all get put themselves in, like, kind of, like, drag in Palm Springs, and they're at the Trixie Motel. Did you notice that?
I did not.
Yeah. Which, you know, Heather, or why do I keep saying Heather?
Whitney.
Whitney is friends with Trixie, too.
Right.
If you haven't watched the Trixie Motel, I would recommend watching it, because it was really fun, and I love Trixie. We went to Palm Springs a week after we saw that the girls had gone to Palm Springs for Travis's birthday, and we'd already had it planned and everything, and we were like, if we would have just planned it the week before, we would have been there at the same time as them. And we went to the Trixie Motel and everything, and we went to the same bar they were at.
Yes.
So, it also seems like there's going to be some drama while they're at that bar that we were at. That's where Angie maybe calls her a trampoline with eyes.
Oh, that's what, and they were that wearing the
bar
wigs.
We were at, yeah.
Which I don't, what could that mean? Trampoline with eyes?
I don't know, but I looked at, we'll get down to that part and then I'll talk about it.
All right.
So then Mary walks in and then it's kind of like the big reveal. Oh, Mary's back. And she says, someone rescue me. And then she also goes like, someone farted in here, which is funny because she literally farted on camera.
Yeah.
Like, not this season, like in the past. And then they show Heather just getting like scared by someone in an Easter Bunny costume in her car.
Don't ever do that.
Who do you think that is?
Whitney? I don't know, but don't do it to the people. That's like, so terrible.
Yeah. Then we see Whitney having a conversation with Angie, like at a bar. And she's basically says like that she asked Justin on their anniversary if he still wants to do this. And then it shows them like fighting and saying that like, she doesn't like seeing his wedding ring in the drawer every day.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem good.
Doesn't that just seem very passive aggressive? Like, not about their relationship, but just when people like, it's very dramatic that I'm so mad at you. I'm not wearing my ring right now. Like, it's just, I don't know. It just, I guess maybe rings really mean something to people. I just think they're jewelry. And so you're just like, I'm not wearing my t-shirt today because I'm mad at you.
Yeah.
You'll never see me in these pants again. Like, what are you talking about?
I do think, I think it's like a very symbolic though. It's like,
I mean, I know, but it just seems very like the drama.
Yeah, I agree. Then we see the new girl, Monica, and she says, I would fuck John and Seth to Lisa and Meredith, which is funny.
That's what we call brutal honesty. Is it brutal?
I think it's funny. Like, and I think if it was funny, I hope that they like laugh at that and aren't like, can you believe what she said about our husbands?
You know, that's what they
have. I know. Then she tells Heather she was excommunicated. And then we see her like crying and talking to like an older woman that I'm assuming might be her mom. I don't know. Mm. But she's crying and she says she went to the Louis Vuitton store and bought a bag. And the woman's face is just like shock, like horror.
Oh.
Did you not notice that? And in the blurb, I remember her saying she has a tumultuous relationship with her mom.
Oh. It sounded like she was saying something along the lines. It made it sound like she felt like she had to buy bags to keep up with people. Like,
yeah.
Like symbol, rich-wise or whatever. But that's the only thing I took away from it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if this is like a backstory for like a previous part of her life or if she's talking about currently.
Well, it also said that she felt like she, like her and Lisa get at it for their material, for Lisa's material things.
Mm.
So she could be saying like she felt like she did that because of Lisa. Mm. I don't know.
I don't know what's so wrong about, I mean, outside of the fact that you're probably spending an obnoxious amount of money on something that's not like quality or whatever. Or worth it, or I don't know. You could make that argument, but, like, I've never heard of anything being, like, anti-religious.
I mean, a lot of religions say that you shouldn't value material things. So maybe that's, like, an extreme, like, in extreme Mormonism. Maybe that's more of a thing.
Right. Meanwhile, they have temples. They're very ornate.
I mean, that's true.
And they have, like, $1 billion in assets in the
But so you like, know that
those are material things.
You know the people that are high up in church like don't practice what they preach.
Mm-hmm. Bury that.
But then she like at a dinner she says, "I fucked my bleep for 18 months," and everyone looks shocked. And who? What would they have to bleep?
Somebody's her dad. I don't know.
No.
Okay, cut that.
It must be, like, her trainer or someone who's, like, well-known that she's already talked about or something.
Oh.
I just can't think of why they would have to bleep. She didn't say someone's name. She said, I fucked my bleep.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Well, the captions will probably have it unbleeped.
Oh, so. Yeah. So on Peacock, like, for a while there, whenever they would bleep something on the show, the captions would say it. So, like, if they were talking about someone's name that they had to keep secret, like the show had to keep secret, the subtitles would say that person's name when they bleeped it out. Surely they fixed that though.
We'll see.
Then we see Whitney and Heather in a hot tub, which that part I was like, okay, they're trying to mend things. But they're talking about how Jack is going on a mission. And Heather says to Lisa that the doctrine is problematic, but Lisa says she doesn't want to talk about Jack doing that. And I don't know if she means, like, I don't want to talk about that because, like, leave my family out of your mouth, or I don't want to talk about that in terms of, like, it's making her upset that he's doing it, too.
Yeah, hard to say.
Then we see Seth, and he says, what the freak is this rumor with Angie K? And Monica asks Whitney if she's, like, curious at all about something. We don't know what, but I'm assuming it's about that. And Whitney's kind of like, no. And then Lisa said that Heather likes to drop the grenade, then run. So I'm assuming they're implying that Heather brings up Angie K's something wrong with her marriage.
Mm.
Then they show Angie and her husband, who was hot, by the way, I wrote.
Oh, okay.
they're on the bed, and she says, Angie says she stood up for her marriage and her family, and then the husband's, like, crying, and he said Electra is going to hear about this, which I'm assuming is their daughter?
That's a good guess. I don't know. We'd have to look it up.
Yeah. But it might... They're kind of implying, like, Electra's going to hear what we did, but I think it's probably more like she's just going to... I bet the husband's just mad that, like, this stuff is coming out on the show. Real or not.
Yeah.
Like, their lives are going to happen. On the show. And he might not be happy about that. Then, at a dinner party, this is when they start showing, like, a million things at once. So, forgive me if I accidentally jump to, like, the next thing before I'm supposed to. But at a dinner party, Lisa says she doesn't like the way that Heather treats women and talks about women.
Mm.
She doesn't say Heather's name, but they keep cutting back to Heather when she's saying these. So, I'm assuming.
Right.
Then, in a different setting, Mary calls Whitney a bobblehead.
Little girl.
Little girl. And then they show Whitney at Trixie's motel, and she's in drag, and she says her drag name is Little Girl. Then Heather says, it feels like you two must be talking a lot of shit about me. Mm-hmm. I'm implying, I think that's probably to Whitney and Lisa as you two. And then Whitney says, shut the fuck up. And then Heather says, oh, you want me to shut the fuck up?
I thought Whitney said shut the fuck up.
Whitney says shut the fuck up. And then Heather says, oh, you want me to shut the fuck up?
Right, yeah.
That's what I said.
I thought you said Lisa.
And then that looks like that's going to be a pretty big fight at a dinner. I'm assuming on a trip. We also see them at a beach. So they must go to Palm Springs and another trip.
Yeah, that looks like she gets up and storms from the table. Which,
yeah,
we don't love when a housewife leaves.
Heather always does that.
Yeah, stay in the conflict. Resolve the conflict.
Then we see Mary asking Lisa in a Sprinter van if she has a mute button. And she says, no, I don't. I'm on play all the time.
Which, snap, you know, little claps for that.
Yeah. Then Angie says to Meredith, you look like a trampoline with eyes.
I still can't believe it. I've listened to that thing so many times trying to figure out what else she could be saying. What does that even mean?
Okay, the captions on Twitter, which I think are auto-generated, so I don't know, but it says trampling with eyes, and then someone else on Twitter was like, you're a trampling with eyes, and then had that meme that said, like, get her jade or whatever. So I don't know. People think that's what she said. Like, that is what she says.
The only thing I could think she is saying as an insult is that trampolines are, like, stretchy material, so maybe she's saying her face looks stretched out.
Maybe.
But that's a stretch to me, because you have to, like, jump on it for it to stretch. I don't get it.
Also, maybe...
It's a weak insult. If that's what she said, that's weak. If you have to explain it too much, it's not good.
Maybe her outfit is, like, rubber or something, and we just didn't see it. Like, maybe she's wearing, like, a black latex suit or something. Because you can't really see what she's wearing.
Okay.
That's the only thing I can think of, if that is what she says.
We need context.
But also, it's kind of funny just to think about.
Yeah.
Like, where that insult came from. Then Lisa says Meredith is lying. This is when they're on the boat. And Meredith screams that she's pissed off and runs away.
Mm.
And then, which is ironic because today Meredith tweeted, I'm engaging. But it looks like she's running away. Again.
Maybe then, she turns around.
Yeah, maybe. Then back at this pirate party that they were having, Monica says that Heather is out of control. And then Angie says that Heather looks sedated with her horse tranquilizers and shit.
Oh, ketamine.
Which they are in Palm Springs. And the gays love ketamine.
Listen, lots of people love ketamine. Let's not put it all in the gays.
Then Lisa says someone is saying Angie uses her businesses to wash her money.
Mm-hmm. Don't know. That's a zinger.
Yeah.
And also, can we just not have any more financial crime on this fucking show? God.
Well, weren't they literally saying that? Like, they were talking about coming for Lisa's businesses last year. It seems kind of like they're repeating different storylines with different people now.
Yeah. Although, the assertion last season wasn't that they were corrupted, just that they were failing.
Yeah. Then we see Heather yell, "You're a fucking bully and a fucking troll."
No, not the B word.
And we don't know who that is to. They don't show. At all.
Probably Monica. She's very direct. A lot of people get that.
And then Heather says, "Pack your bags and go." So I'm assuming...
maybe she's hosting the trip.
Mm-hmm. And she tells someone to leave. I don't know which one that would be. And then the final kicker of the whole thing, the whole trailer, is Heather asks Mary, "Do you think I look inbred?" And she says yes.
You walked right into that. What did you think she was going to say? I do. Without missing a beat.
Yes.
In fact, I've thought it many times.
Do you have anybody that you think is, like, standing out as going to be leader of the season or the drama or...
That's an interesting question. I don't know. My feelings after watching the trailer is that I'm excited about Monica and to see what she brings.
Mm-hmm.
I still think I'm not sure. I would say the other girls, I think Meredith could lead, but she doesn't want to.
She's not willing. Based on her blurb either.
She's not willing to like lean into the messy parts, I think, in order to like be the group leader.
If your entire bio is that you and your husband now have a podcast,
yeah.
Snooze.
So that leaves Lisa, Heather, and Whitney. I think Heather's too unsure of herself to be the pack leader. So that leaves Lisa and Whitney, and I think Whitney is a little... I think so. If it would be out of the two, and I think it's more likely to be Lisa.
Yeah. Although...
because I think Lisa's more of an authority type character.
I will say I do think that probably watching herself on last season, Whitney does feel a little bit more, like, stern in her ways, and maybe is going to have more of a... leader role in this one.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say Lisa or Whitney or both of them combined again. But to me, it feels like Whitney was like in almost every scene of that trailer. Whereas Lisa wasn't. So I don't know. Take that how you will.
And I remember reading that Lisa and Whitney do not stay friends through this season.
I remember reading that too, but it doesn't feel like it online.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't know. Like they're taking selfies and stuff still.
Oh, all right.
So, who knows? But I think it looks really good. I'm excited to get back into it and start watching it again.
Yes!
Just consuming every little bit of Twitter drama. I'm excited because, like, literally today, I got on Twitter first thing in the morning. I saw a trailer and then a million reactions. It was my entire feed. And I was like, ooh, I'm ready for this again.
And I actually don't I still don't think I would have brought Angie K on the show if I was producing, but I still think I don't dislike her enough, so it's like I'm kind of excited about the whole cast.
Also, I do think like when they bring in too many newbies that like don't know each other, like I feel like we just watched the most recent season of New Jersey and there was like three newbies that didn't really know each other at all. Mm-hmm. And it just felt very like they had a B plot the whole time that no one cared about.
Yeah.
And I didn't care about. So I feel like at least with keeping Angie on there, like she already knows all the women. She's been on the show for 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah, she was on the first one. The second season.
She wasn't on it.
No, she wasn't on the cast, but she was there.
Okay.
At parties and stuff.
Okay.
So she's uncredited. It's not uncredited. She's actually the first housewife to ever be on the show, not as a housewife, on the show, then as a friend of, and then be cast.
I don't know if that's true.
It is true. It's on Twitter.
I guess Dorinda was on the show before and as a cast. I think it's like season to season. Okay.
Anyway.
The flower is not that bright, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I guess we'll see. It also doesn't really sound like this season's going to be the biggest for her in general either, based on that we only saw her have like one dig at someone the whole time in the trailer.
Yeah, and I think what makes up a very excellent housewife season is a group is when the cast has conflict and resolution. Not everything has to be resolved, and there's like a sense of camaraderie.
Yeah.
And I don't know that they're gonna have they were missing the camaraderie last season for sure.
Definitely.
And a lot of conflict resolution, but not conflict. So, they got one piece of the pie. Yeah. I just don't know. Like, I think this is could be a really good season. I just think... I think when Housewives is really good is when they have at least one or two people who always bring the group back together.
Yeah.
And the cast is willing to, like, do those things.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're there yet.
When I was watching the last trailer, I just rewatched it, like I said. All the drama that was even in the trailer was tabloids and papers about Jen, and then Heather's black eye. And there was not really, it seems like this season the drama is in the conversations.
Yeah.
Which is when it's good, in my opinion.
Okay.
When the drama's not like this thing that happened and everyone's like reeling about it.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to bring the black eye back up?
Let it die. Let it lie. Whatever the saying is.
Let it go bye-bye.
Unless Heather is going to say on episode one, here's what actually fucking happened. I don't give a fuck about it anymore. At all. So. Okay, well, I guess on that note, we will end it.
Goodbye.
We will be back on... I think we'll try to watch it the night of and then record the next day. It just depends on... Sometimes Amazon... If we buy it on Amazon, we can technically watch it at 9 p.m. our time, the night that it actually airs on Bravo. But sometimes it randomly isn't on there, and we still have to watch it the next day.
Yeah. Maybe we can watch it live.
Yeah, maybe we'll try to figure out a way to watch it live. Our episodes will either be up the following day from when it airs on Bravo or the following day from when it airs on Peacock, depending on what we can get our hands on.
Yeah.
We're not one of those podcasts that comes out every... certain day at 6 a.m., like a lot of the ones I listen to, it's like, as soon as I can get it done, it's live. So, that's how we have it working right now until, unless Bravo wants to pick it up.
Just kidding.
I just want to be a bartender and watch what happens live. Is that so much to ask?
Maybe.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening, and I'm excited to be back recording and back watching this show.
Yeah.
And we will be back in September.
We'll talk at you then. See you then. Goodbye.
I'm Tyler.
Oh, goodbye.
You're such a name.
I know. I'm Travis. You know that.
And this has been
a privilege of Twinkies.
Bye.